and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're delighted that you've joined us today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. We have with us as our very special guest, Marshall Wood. Marshall is a retired Air Force pilot. I'm thankful that he's with us with some super, super good insight on what we see happening in the world today and what is our next step and what we need to do as we recognize the declension in our nation. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about the Marxist delusion, And again, may I say, 10 points of Marxism, I boil down to 3 major points, is to divide America by the races, to destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. We're witnessing all 3 of those things taking place simultaneously in our nation. Just before the news break, I'd ask Marshall to think about the subject, can America survive as a constitutional republic, and how will America turn back to God? Here's an article, Marshall. School district slaps surprising disclaimer on Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Copies of the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence used by students in the Anchorage, Alaska school district have been slapped with a surprising disclaimer. According to the report from the Anchorage Daily News, images were posted online of a Hillsdale College handout of the Declaration of the Constitution with the label attached that reads, quote, "The Anchorage School District does not endorse these materials or the viewpoint expressed in them," end quote. Further, the article states, Hillsdale College is a private liberal arts school in Michigan and donates these booklets to the schools. Thomas More Classical School, Hillsdale College affiliated, K-6 private school set to open in Anchorage next fall. The writer of this article says, something has gone terribly wrong. How do you respond when we find in our public school system there's a disclaimer to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence as though it's some pornographic article that you need to be aware of and be afraid of? Is that an indication or a good point of where we are in our nation, constitutional, as a constitutional republic and a representative form of government? Are we watching it dissipate, decline, being destroyed? And how do you view that? What's the answer?
Today is a tipping point, November the 18th, 2025. Now, to answer your question, what we see is a result of the demonic work of the cultural Marxist in the 30s, who set up shop in Columbia University trying to escape the Nazis of Europe.
That's right.
And from the Columbia University, and particularly through the departments of education, the legal departments, and the sociology departments, every major Ivy League school, and because of their importance in the educational process, every major state institution, in this country began to be infected with the virus that you have just alluded to. Well, America was founded by a bunch of old white men who believed in God. It's paternalism. Mm-hmm. And we got to do away with this paternalism. Let's let the women run things, as Athaliah said, the daughter of Jezebel, who, I may point out, at the end of their lives, the dogs licked their blood off the pavement. Mm-hmm. Nothing but a skull and hands left. Marxism is aimed at, as you said, dissolving the family. But it's dissolving the family by making men inert. But it aims at destroying the natural female spirit that God has given to every woman who naturally wants to hold a baby. Mm-hmm. And to reproduce and fulfill that first commandment that we talked about.
Right.
Genesis 1:20, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The vast majority of women, the majority, have that inner need to have a child and to nurture it and to raise it. Women are the civilizers of the world. And the Marxists destroyed that. And because most educators at the primary and even secondary school levels are female, they understood that if they introduced Marxism to the gals, who increasingly had fathers in America who didn't follow the Shema of Israel and teach these things diligent to your children, were most vulnerable. The woman is most vulnerable because of her natural willingness to consider all options. They're much more nuanced than men are. Men, mm-hmm. driven by testosterone, I see it, I want it, therefore I take it. Maybe not a good thing always, but it is a product of leadership. But it was the cultural Marxist infusion into many of the female organizations, the feminist organizations, that have brought this country down. I realize I'm on dangerous ground here. I'm not attacking women. I'm attacking what the Marxists did to produce this world that we live in now that is totally corrupt, anti-child. Mm-hmm. But the people who are mostly responsible for it are us Adams, who stood there with our authority in our pockets and let Satan talk to the women. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene this morning who professes to be one of us, mm-hmm. although she goes to Andy Stanley's church down North Point. What a goat rope that is.
Well, it's that, but let's put a footnote there. Some of our listeners may not be familiar. Andy Stanley says, we need to jettison the Old Testament because it's not relevant today. Andy Stanley says the Ten Commandments has no relevance to the Christian life today. Andy Stanley says the Lord's Prayer needs to be rewritten today. Andy Stanley bifurcates, dissects, and tosses out parts of the Bible and says that it's okay. In fact, his church had an entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with LGBTQ sodomite spokespeople speaking from his pulpit, encouraging the embracing of the sodomite lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs to explain that to me. Maybe I'm as dumb as a rock and can't see it, but somebody needs to explain that to me. I'd call that Christianity, spirituality, or biblical Christianity.
And what's Andy Stanley's background? His dad is great teacher.
Great teacher, preacher.
Mm-hmm. But he chose a pretty feminist wife. Most people are not aware of that. Mm-hmm. He had two children, and he allowed his wife to infuse her beliefs before she divorced Dr. Stanley in her children. And so Andy Stanley, growing up in a privileged situation in Atlanta, Georgia, his dad's church was right next to the Varsity, which is one of my favorite places in the world to eat.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. Andy Stanley went off the deep end because Satan took him there under the influence of feminist Marxism. Now, that's a stretch, but I'm prepared to defend it. And we have them all over now. It is the destruction of the normal God-infused female spirit by the cultural Marxists who first set up shop in Colombia, that through the institution of the feminist movement have destroyed the country. But it's my fault as a white man who was empowered to bring justice and mercy into this world. And we haven't done it, and so therefore it's collapsing around us, and today we're at the tipping point.
A question, footnote to that, your statement. We talked about the communist professors, the Marxist professors, am I correct in making this statement? It's not an assumption, but a statement, that many of the pulpits there filled with pastors having received their credentials from the Marxist professors, and therefore we find that permeating our churches today. And I make the statement people have heard me say many, many times, Franklin Graham in Decision Magazine, 2023 March issue, if I'm not mistaken, said the woke progressive churches are going to send more people to hell than Satan dreamed possible. And make a statement in regard to that.
Well, my friend Franklin Graham, who I have met and talked to, he would know me from Adam. I talked to him at Signature Aviation at Midway Airport. He's a pilot. And it is men like Franklin Graham and his father who have preached the correct gospel. It's the one that you preach.
Yes.
And it is a truth that the most Marxist institutions in this country are a lot of the seminaries.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's almost all of the seminaries, because that was the target.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Samford Theological Seminary, that's a great traditional Baptist, formerly aligned institution in Alabama, or whether it's Princeton Theological Seminary that's so well regarded, or Southern Seminary, the Southern Baptist, or others, they have Marxist professors in there, either card-carrying or de facto because of their belief system.
In fact, with the Princeton Seminary today, or the Princeton University, I should say, capitalizing it, the Trump administration has withheld, I believe it's $212 million or $212 billion, I don't know, I can't count that high, as a result of their position of embracing the Islamic jihadist and pushing the Palestinian mindset.
Absolutely. Now, what did Paul tell Timothy in his two letters to him, essentially getting it all together? Well, in the latter days, we're going to have people heaping up teachers having itching ears.
Absolutely.
People who will tell you what you want to believe. And the natural human inclination, unregenerated, is to hate Father God. That's why the Shema of Israel applies to me, applies to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God. You will focus on him with all your heart, soul, and might. And the words I command you this day, Moses speaking to the fathers of Israel, the words I command you this day shall be in your heart.
Absolutely.
And you shall teach them diligently to your children and other things. Three important things we haven't done.
Right.
Three things we haven't done. One, we don't focus on God. I'm going to circle back to that in just a minute. We don't focus on God. Secondly, we don't know the Word of God.
Right.
Less than, I'm going to just throw out a number there that I think is correct. 99.9% of all professing Christian males have never read the Bible through cover to cover.
Right.
Never.
And out of that, if I can butt in for a moment, according to George Barner's survey and his research on religions, only 37% of the preaching pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 4% of the so-called executive pastors have a biblical worldview. That should tell us where we are. So, Marshall, there's a follow-up question to that, our dialogue on that discussion. Is it a vital need today for professional, professing Christians, is it there a vital need to choose a local New Testament church where they can learn the Word, study the Word, and believe the Word and follow the Word?
Okay, so you read my mind. This is what I want to say, and I realize I've gotten passionate here, and I've ranted on. But let's say the important thing, because if we don't get this, if we don't heed the warning and obey this command that Everyday Joe Woody's gave him this morning, if you're not in a Bible-believing dispensational church, meaning if you don't believe that there's a rapture, if you don't believe that there's going to be a tribulation, if you don't believe there's going to be a thousand-year millennial reign, or your preacher isn't preaching it, then get thee hence. And you find a place like First Conservative Baptist Church with
Amen.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood in there. I speak from experience. I was part of your congregation for a number of years, beginning in 2018. I hadn't been for a long time because of my flying profession or whatever. But I heard you speaking what my old, God bless him, dispensational German Baptist grandfather taught me, because his daddy was a well-known German Baptist preacher of dispensational beliefs.
Amen.
And every time I spent time with him, he said, Marshall, don't you ever let anybody tell you that there's not a rapture of the church. There's not a coming tribulation. There's not a millennial reign of Christ. Never. You run from them. So my command, my warning and my command is, if you don't want to spend eternity in hell at the extreme, or at least a very unpleasant life if you're one of these borderline saved people, then they need to find a church like First Conservative Baptist Church and get in it and get under the gift of a Bible-believing preaching pastor.
I second that motion.
I hope you do, yeah. But I was under your ministry until our physical and medical issues prevented us from driving that far to be here. But if a person is in a church that isn't preaching the gospel, or if you're not in a church, then they need to go to your front door and knock. You'll probably find it open anyway. What's the address again?
1221 Old St. Augustine Road.
Right here.
Amen.
In Jacksonville. And get under the preaching of this man. Now, this is stated from my heart. This has not been solicited. I'm saying this because I believe the Holy Spirit is telling me to say it. But the second thing is, this ministry, this radio ministry, is critical. You're one of the very few that are preaching this gospel.
Amen.
And you've done it. I don't know how you do it. You preach 7 days a week, 24/7.
Yeah. Enjoy every minute of it.
And yet, people don't, and I don't want to get in your business here, but I suspect they don't send in the love offerings that they ought to. Here's my warning, repeated, as an Air Force pilot.
Amen.
Who has seen some things that very few people will ever see. I've had people in the back of my airplane that are national leaders who are pretty evil. And I've spoken anecdotally with three different presidents. So for an average Joe, I've seen some stuff. But if anybody had just been with me for 1 year in the cockpit of my 141 C5, KC-135, whatever, and seen what I'd seen, they would know that there is evil unspeakable in this world, and it's now here in this country. And the answer for it is to join together in a church, the Church of Philadelphia, for instance, a little tiny church whose door is open, the gospel is not hindered in going out, and because of their faithfulness, God will keep them, the Church of Philadelphia, from the tribulation that's coming upon the whole earth. It's almost here.
Revelation 3:10.
If people are listening to me now and haven't turned me off because of all my rantings, come to Doc's church. Just come a couple times to First Conservative Baptist Church and see if you don't realize in your spirit what I'm telling you. But secondly, if you do not support this ministry, I do. We do. We do it, I would say, sacrificially, because it is so important that this message gets out now as a warning. Doc is a watchman on the wall, Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33. And if he did not declare the message and the people fell, then it would be the blood is on his head. But it won't be on his head, because he's accurately speaking the gospel from First Conservative Baptist Church, and he's accurately every weekday preaching, warning us over the radio on Let's Face the Issues, that it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. America is in pervasive evil like we've never seen. And I believe, and I'm going to discuss it in a few months, November the 18th, 2025, is going to turn out to be a tipping point, and that'll be a discussion for another time. But write it down. We're there. This is an evil world, and you are one of the few that are effectively standing against it, because you preach the Word of God. You don't tell people what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. Thus saith the Word of God.
Marshall, a question that's a footnote to that. And thank you so much for your discussion, your passion, and your instruction that's been given. But I believe that we're in a day of spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to our listeners that may not be aware of what we're talking about.
Okay, well, let's just go back to 1 John 5:19. We are of God. those who know the Bible, those who have received the Lord Jesus Christ. But the whole world is under the evil one. We have been allowed to dismiss Satan as anything other than a metaphor for what we sometimes call bad. Satan is a reality. Jesus warned Peter. He said, Satan wants to sift you like wheat. And later on, after the Lord was gone, Peter said, ooh, Satan is a roaring lion seeking to...
whom he may devour.
Devour whomsoever he may. We have an evil adversary that is present. He is emerging, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 4, right now. Right. And he is infecting churches, institutions, and even Marjorie Taylor Greene and those women standing behind her this morning talking about a very sympathetic issue, but twisting it and aiming it to bring down President Trump. Let me make this statement. This is a great conundrum. Donald Trump exists to polarize the good and evil, for us to see what's right and what's wrong, what worked, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, right, which he supports, and what the cockroaches have come in and said, oh, well, I got a better idea. Mm-hmm. Let's everybody do what they want to do. Every man did what was right in his own eyes, and we're doing that, but now it's let every woman do what is right in her own eyes, mm-hmm, which is killing babies and changing the ordained focus on Father God so they can follow the great Mother Spirit.
Absolutely. One of the things I believe falls in the realm of what you're saying, from a military background, I've heard you say that you need to know your allies and your enemies. Explain that philosophy.
Well, first of all, if you just are like the DEI folks, well, you know, we're just diversity and equality and all the other things. No, there's right and there's wrong. And the Bible tells us, Jesus himself said, many are called, but few are chosen, didn't he?
That's right.
And what he's saying, Matthew 7:23, the scariest verse in the Bible, after all these people said, hey, we healed sick, we did all these great things, Jesus says what? Depart from me, you cursed.
Never.
Because I knew you not. I knew you not. I knew you not. Mm-hmm. Many are called, few are chosen. Narrow is the gate. Narrow is the path that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. We need to identify the few who are born again, believers, who understand that even if America is under judgment and is going to fall shortly, I'll support that some other time, we have an obligation to stand up and fight as if we're going to be victorious, because we already are, and right, we will be in the future. We must take a stand, because in taking a stand, what are we doing? We're putting a yardstick to sin. We're helping people realize the horror, the magnitude of the sin element that is in America today, just in somebody's Jeep with Lucifer on it, or some woman with she didn't know it, very obscene word on her car.
Mm-hmm. Question. Explain that about the allies and the enemies. How do we identify the enemy? How would you say the characteristics that would cause that? And then if you say we need to know our allies, and you've explained that, but where do we find our allies? How do we bring them together? What is the answer?
Okay,
to that?
That is an easy question to answer. And it's answered by the Shema Israel and by the Ten Commandments. Very first thing is focus on Father God.
Amen.
If you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, if you truly do, you are going to do what Jesus said. If you love me, if you're focused on me, you will keep my commandments.
Right.
That means we know the Word of God.
Amen.
We pray, we talk to the Father, and we serve others. Three things. You serve him with words, with your legs, and with your pocketbook.
Amen.
We come back to what we talked about before.
Amen.
We sustain those agents that are doing what God said to do. That's how you know who your friends are. They're not people that will support abortion. They're not people that will support the evil of the LGBTQ movement. And I'll say that openly.
Mm-hmm.
There's one man and one woman brought together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually, as often as God gives them the opportunity across the ages, until we reach Revelation 2010, when Satan is cast in the lake of fire. What happens right after that? I saw the new heaven and the new earth coming down. And we go into the transition from the dying earth to the eternal life for the believer. You identify your allies by those who understand that.
Absolutely.
And you identify your enemies by those who oppose it. And the first act of opposing is believing in abortion and believing in anything that does not produce human life, such as the LGBTQ movement. That is the defining factor.
So a question with that. If we're going to wrap our arms around our allies, joining shoulder to shoulder and doing the battle, let me do a little side journey and get back to that. Every Christian should tithe.
Yes.
Based on the Word of God. In the local Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching New Testament church. Over and above the tithes, what's called love offerings. Do you believe that a radio ministry, as Let's Face the Issues, deserves that respect, that recognition, and that support from a listening audience? Speak to that a moment.
Well, let me just say that again, because obviously I did not make it early. A command. Open your wallets. Give to this ministry. It merits it. No, it doesn't merit it. It's existential. This is a message that must get out before the tipping of the scale on November the 18th, 2025 takes full effect.
Yes.
Support this ministry, support this radio program, and do it sacrificially. And I'll tell you something, I do and will continue to do it. Well, after my tithe to my church.
I'm thankful for that, and I use the term, may your tribe increase.
A pretty big tribe we have.
I am thankful for that. Marshall, I believe that you and I are in the same realm eschatologically. In fact, I know we are. The rapture is the next thing on the calendar
yes.
of God. What should Christians do in view of the fact that that's on the horizon?
The Bible says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. First of all, is to believe it. Mm-hmm. You must understand it's a reality. Now, the vast majority of Protestants do not. That's from an error that came out of the Reformation. Good things happened in the Reformation, but something bad did too.
Absolutely.
Calvin and Luther said, you know, Jews are replaced by Christians. No. The future is Jewish.
Absolutely.
And we must absolutely, without fail, understand that we must stand with Israel. We must follow God, be focused on Him, lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit so we resist Satan. Amen.
Be involved in the local New Testament church, ladies and gentlemen, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. James said in his little epistle that if we say we have faith, we need to show it by our works, deeds, D-E-E-D-S. So if you're saved, are you serving the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray that you are. We look forward to having you to visit with us any Sunday at 10:45. Thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.